The congregation may be seated, but I would love to invite the children to come on forward. And here they come. Here they come. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, everyone. All right. How is everyone here today? You went to school last week, didn't you? And you went to school too. That's amazing. Do you start this week or did you start last week? Last week. I'm sorry. It is what it is, all right? But today I want to talk about some amazing things that happen here at church, all right? When we need to make sure that we know and feel the presence of God, we have two places we can go to, right? And they're really close to us. They're really close to us. What do you think one of those might be? Jesus, yes, yes, but where do we see Jesus? Where do we meet Jesus? Where do you think it could be close by right here? What? In baptism. That's it. All right, so in baptism, last week I did a baptism for little Callan, and we washed him in the name of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and Jesus was with him. So right here, but what do we use in a baptism? Water, right? Do you use water at all during the week, during every day? You use water, don't you? You drink water, you wash your face with water. You get your sisters wet with water. You take a bath with water. That's it. Water is, all right. Another place we go is to that table there, right? Where we receive the body and blood of Jesus. But how do we get those things? What do we use at that table? Bread and wine, all right? You have bread at your house usually? When Jesus was alive, you couldn't go to a meal without there being bread. So it was normal. It was every day. It was ordinary. And so was wine, right? Every meal, there was going to be wine there because that was the way you could preserve things. So water, normal, everyday, ordinary. Bread, wine, everyday, ordinary. And God uses those to be with us, all right? But that's when we come here. How does God's love get to people who are out there and don't often come to church? What does God use then? He uses water here. He uses bread and wine there. What does God use to take the love of God to other people? You know what he uses? It's a normal, it's an ordinary, it's an everyday thing, and you look at least at part of it every single day. It's you. You. You're what God uses to bring love to other people. They're what God uses to bring God's love to other people. We're the normal, the everyday, the ordinary, and we become the means of grace. A means. You are a way that God smiles on people. You are a way that God comforts people. You are a way that God loves people. You guys, me, all of us. Like the water in baptism, like the bread and wine in communion, you are a means of grace. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, we thank you for coming, living among us, for suffering and dying, for rising for us. But Lord, we thank you for making of us means of grace. Walk with us as we share your love with all the people we meet. We thank you for today, Lord. Amen. You guys have a great day.
And there she goes.
Just trying to make sure I'm not going to bump into someone.